Nigeria Info 99.3. You can please watch us on Facebook and on YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3, on those two platforms. Let's dig in now. We start with the Vanguard newspaper, page 5. Buhari gives Adamu 2 weeks ultimatum to resolve varsity unions strike.
How many weeks ultimatum are we going to give the president himself to get this thing done? I think there's so much pussyfooting. Even this approach is worrisome. He says that he gives the president has given him 2 weeks within to resolve the prolonged strike backed upon, and so on and so forth. Now, I would have thought that the president would interfere directly and get this thing over in less than 4 days, given another 2 weeks. These people have been at it for only God knows how long. What is going to change in the 2 weeks? I read somewhere, I don't know if it is true, I haven't been able, you know these things, we get the papers, just have just about 30 minutes to put this thing together. I read somewhere but that it looks as if Chris Ngige has been told to withdraw from the team. I don't have a confirmation
The education minister now is leading the team. So Ngige and Boss are just supposed to be part of, they are just supposed to be there.
So was there something wrong with Ngige and Boss? Is there something they were doing wrong that this minister is now going to do right?
I have no idea.
Is there infighting amongst them?
No idea. I mean, my own question is, like, there is literally nothing new the minister is going to do because... Oshodeke, the president of ASUU, was on TV yesterday and he said that if government wants to resolve this thing, it takes just 2 days.
Yeah, exactly. Just what I said.
And they will get it done.
Just what I said. I don't understand what's going on. And like a caller said on your program at about 5:30 this morning, the president has a lackadaisical attitude, or appears to have it, either for lack of interest of, I don't want to say lack of capacity, because he's been a head of state before, as a president, he's well experienced as a general. But we get a feel that the attitude is a bit uncaring. You know, I would have thought that he would assemble all of them and say, Saturday and Sunday, let's sit down and look at the various issues and knock this thing off and treat it with the seriousness that it deserves. In 2 weeks' time, you're not going to have much, to be honest with you. I thought that by now, the president himself would have been fully briefed about what is all. He would have hands-on knowledge about what is going on, and then he would... I don't even like this idea of giving directives in situations like this. This is a state of emergency.
That's right.
It's a state of emergency. Imagine if it was Nupeng that had been on strike all this while. By the way, what's happening to the NLC protests?
Nothing new. Nothing new.
It's supposed to take place today.
No, right? Next week.
Oh, next week.
Next week.
Anyway, let's see. ASUU have replied. They say it doesn't mean government is serious. Then they have this association, which I don't want to comment on that now, but let me say at the very least that I was embarrassed. We now have what to call National Parents Teachers Association for the universities. The university, I repeat, is a place where people are guided to be adults. Okay, and if this country were run well, you don't have the students themselves to take their fate into their hands. They're adults. This is their first test at maturity. But okay, I understand you probably bring up an argument to say, oh, the sign of the times and so on and so forth. But it's not also going to help our students develop. This idea of parenting up to university level. How did we grow up? Don't forget that the gap between being a child and an adult, it's just between that 3 years. In our own time, it was 3 years. We didn't do 4, except those who did prelim. And for those who were before us who didn't do youth corps, in 3 years' time, you were a full-grown adult, given a responsibility. You were put at level 8. Level 8 in the ministry is a lot. That's the entry level for graduates. You were put at level 8, and you could be given some of the most sensitive assignments. I don't know how old Patu Tommy was, during the Shagari era that himself, and I think also at Edo Peters, these guys were given very strong responsibilities at a very young age. Well, you see, because you know, and we all have this emotional approach. Oh, it's the sign of the times. I must follow him to see it through. I don't think so. When my kids went to UNILAG, they had to do everything on their own. Go back there, go and get it done. But now we have something called Association of Parents. This is the rest of the world mustn't hear this. Parents Teachers Association of Universities. Ah. I'm telling you, even some universities won't allow students to use phones. In 2022, sorry, that was a joke. 2022? No. But, well, again, somebody put up an argument, like I said, to say that it's a sign of the times. No, it's not looking too good. Anyway, we have just about 9 more months to go. Abby, how many more months to go?
About 7.
7 months to go. And we'll be through with this. I hope our next president will be more proactive. I sincerely hope that our next president will be a hands-on president. That's why, before you put your finger on that ticket, make sure you are going to be voting for a president who is proactive, who intellectually endowed. There I go again. Experience, and is physically active, because you can't have somebody running in and out of hospital do this kind of job. To put it bluntly, think of yourself as an employer, as being a member of the board of, say MTN. If you cannot be put in a position to run MTN or any of these other multinationals, do we put the whole country in your hands? Have that at the back of your mind. And enough of these sentiments. Enough, look for somebody, vote for somebody who is hands-on. Because this is part of what you get. Oh, yeah, Jerry, let's move to the...
Yes, let's move on.
Parents did just...
Very funny.
Embarrassing.
Yeah. The Punch, page 2, Oyetola pencils 50 lawyers. Why are you laughing? APC Adeleke, trade words.
To those who don't know, when you hear that you're going to go court with 50 lawyers, one smart son will knock out all those 50. I wonder who's going to pick the bill. But that's not it. The point that makes me sad here is that why do we have to always end election matters in court? It's very, very embarrassing. Why can't we say that I have a few observations to make, but I congratulate the winner and then we move on. When you watch other countries, look, I will never forget the sacrifice that Al Gore made. He said, look, I've noticed some discrepancies here and there, but America comes first. It just doesn't have to be you. And like Yemi Candid Johnson said in one interview he had with channels about 2-3 years ago, it is a very sad situation that sometimes the people's real wish is upturned on a technicality in court. I think maybe when we settle down, this 20-something years, when we settle down, we must find a way to circumvent this idea of always wanting to go to, because now it's going to go to the appeal court and it's going to go to the Supreme Court and so on, and waste so much time and so on and so forth. That is one. But second, I said, I wish I could advise Mr. Yetola to save some of his money, that's if he's want to pay, and not, you don't need 50 lawyers, in all honesty. You don't need 50 lawyers for a case. You go to some solid chambers and they will knock out the case. And so here we go again. They go to go through the whole gamut. And now the PDP are up in arms. They say there's a rumor milling around the state that the leadership of the APC are romancing the INEC to tamper with some electoral materials that could be used against the victory of the governor-elect. It says some APC members have been moving around local government offices of the commission to liaise with INEC and so on and so forth. This is PDP reacting. You know, and look, let's have a call on the two parties. For God's sake, be adults. Let's have less tension in the polity. Put your people first. We can do without this tension of having to go, because what is going to happen? You're going to go to appeal court, from there you're going to go to whatever, then from there to Supreme Court and so on and so forth. You can't continue to do things like this. The PDP throws a dart at them. It says that for the 50 legal practitioners APC wants to hire,
right,
I think that 50 might not be enough. They can as well double the number. So, but the lawyer says here, and it's important to know, let me read what Mr. Matthew Burka, SEN, says. He says, any Nigerian who aspires to any office with another person then wins election as a candidate of a political party and contests in the general election has a right to complain if he or she feels there is any infraction in that election. It is his constitutional right. And he says, as far as he's concerned, Oyetola going to court to challenge Adeleke's victory is not in any way a wrong move. This is a nice marketing statement, because it's said by his son. Says it's a right move. Yeah, it's a good court. Oh, dear. But a political analyst, Sonny Ayanwu, now we don't know his political leaning, but he described the planned litigation by the governor as a waste of time and resources, adding that the election which produced Senator Adeleke was a just, free and fair, and it was the will of the people. Well, I think not. I think if Oyetola is, if he feels that he has a right, but that hopefully just puts people first. And let's all move on with our lives. So let's go to the next one.
Ngozi from Idimo on WhatsApp says, it's laughable to hear that we have PTA at university level. Not surprised, because it's a glorified secondary school anyway. In the name of university, that will be having PTA university.
Yes.
Quite a pity.
Yes. The idea, in fact, I had, my son was in school. And I tried to put a phone call. It was in school abroad. I tried to put a phone call through to the was it? I just wanted to find out. I needed some information. They wouldn't attend to me. Sorry, Mr. Disu, we don't know you officially. With my money. they don't know you. They wouldn't attend to you. Because you see, part of people think university is just to get a degree. No. It's also for you to grow up and mature, make all the mistakes in this world. By the time you finish, it is expected that you are now ready to face the world. If you baby nappy people up to university degree level, some even up to master's level, you still find that some students doing master's, for example, provisions, law for school, you know, all these kind of things. The child will never grow. My first job after university, I was an assistant editor of a national newspaper.
Straight out.
I wouldn't have gotten it if it wasn't that one had grown at though Mutipedi in school, but even at that. Why are you looking at me?
Nothing, you know. Nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing at all. Nothing.
I think if I were to set up a private university, I will not deal with any parent. Every student would be made responsible for all his actions. There's no calling in your parents to do. For how long are we going to babysit our children? For how long? That's why you go to the social media now, you see people with master's degree and so on and so forth, their maturity level is almost zero.
They just, man.
It's just zero. The reasoning is just zero. You know? I just hope that at some point somebody will revive this country. For those who can compare the past and the present, it's worrisome. Very worrisome.
Let's go to page 16 of the Punch. It's the editorial here. Resurgence of COVID-19, worrisome.
We got to be careful, ladies and gentlemen. We got to be real careful. Apparently, it's not just COVID now. There's also monkeypox, and there's also some other whatever. So this editorial is like a wake-up call. That, okay, they make a point that we can't afford a general lockdown, okay? But the Punch recommends that we have localized restrictions which could be temporarily imposed witnessing high infection. One point that the Punch raises in this beautiful editorial is the fact that we are going into the era of politics. And that is the era of mass rallies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the era of mass rallies. How do we contain these things? Imagine if you have a rally with three, four people having COVID, that kind of rally is a master spreader.
Mm-hmm.
And you just keep going on with surges and so on and so forth. So we hope that our politicians will sacrifice the lives of their followers. Sorry, will sacrifice their interests. Will sacrifice the interests of their followers, you know, they will sacrifice their own interests, rather,
yeah.
And see if they can avoid these things, you know.
I doubt that.
It is you, the followers. You owe yourself and your life a responsibility. That 2,000 naira that they are going to give you to come show two fingers covering your eyes or to broom or umbrella or whatever. At the end of the game, these guys are the beneficiary. 4 years from now, you'll still be doing the same thing. So why put your life at risk? You know, the point recommends that places of worship, markets, schools, and offices should ensure strict compliance with safety protocols. It looks like very soon we are going back to the days of the mask. I don't look forward to that.
I think we're almost there.
We're almost there.
At the event yesterday, the NNPC Limited event, a number of people were wearing their, you know, their mask.
Well, I think you owe yourself, you know, you owe yourself that responsibility.
Yeah.
You don't need to wait to be told that you should take care of yourself. Long before COVID, I've seen people, especially in other countries, they wear masks. I think it is in some parts of China also, they have to wear masks anyway because of the environment.
So there's actually even a lockdown right now.
For example, if you are going anyway, the mold where it's gone, but look at, look at our horizon at about 6:30, 6:45 before the air clears, where you have loads of vehicles and see the smoke that you're inhaling. So let's all get back to the era of the mask for your own safety. Even if it's not enforced, you want to keep yourself. Where is your mask now?
Don't look at my own mask.
When you want to talk, my own mask. No, Sherry, when you want to talk, turn the other.
My own mask.
Don't look at me.
I feel like hugging you right now.
Don't go and be like Wazo. He said, when I wanted to hug, Ukubi wanted to hug me on Monday. He said, Ukubi, I won't say what he said.
He's a character. Let's go to the Nation newspaper. There's this story on page 6 of the Nation, and it's quite an interesting one. Bakers to withdraw services nationwide today.
Well, bakers are, you know, because they're fed up, apparently, they're fed up. And it looks like if they were to cost the bread they produce properly, it would be out of the reach of the common man. I'd like the government to meet them very quickly and see how they can bring down those within there. It's sad, for example, that the government hasn't paid, not that they haven't paid attention, but they haven't reacted to this power increase. Right in our own offices here, for example, we can't put on the air conditioner again. Many estates have crashed.
Yep.
You know, it's a double whammy.
Yep.
The light is expensive. If you're not there, he go come. You know, that's expensive. If then half the time you don't have it to buy diesel or petrol, you know, it's and nobody has said anything. They're looking at, apparently, our leaders don't know. They haven't appreciated the importance of these things. Maybe just looking at the domestic use. Most companies now, some banks even close down at 4 o'clock, you know, and nobody said anything. We have a state of emergency on our hands. Anyway, so the grouse of the bakers, like everybody's grouse, really, is the increase in the prices of bakery materials, high cost of diesel, and other resolved issues, which also includes various tariffs that they have to pay. For example, we are told here that we are paying too much. The registration fee with NAFDAC, which was initially 2005, has been increased to 35,000 and now to 100,000. There is no ease of doing business and so on and so forth. So we hope the government will quickly step in, if they will. But let us remember, if you're a student of history, do you know which country? The revolution that took place in the country was finally kicked off by the price of bread. Do you remember which country it is? Which country is it?
Oh, it's Syria now.
No, not Syria. Syria.
It wasn't France. Syria.
It just,
I think, France.
Yeah, yes. Cost of bread.
Okay.
Cost of bread. Look at what the Babkas are saying. I'm not asking for a revolution. I'm just saying, for the record, we can't bear it anymore. The last time we did a little increment with the new prices of raw materials, we can't continue to remain in business because customers won't be able to afford bread. Ah! So they are calling the withdrawal services from tomorrow. There is no more agege bread to eat with their wagon, which is the cheap, which used to be, which happens to be probably the cheapest meal you can have so far.
And it's quite unfortunate. Like that's like the go-to food for an average Nigerian.
It's for me now. That's my breakfast. So now I have to. It will not be a wagon and maybe pap.
It's interesting, really. Let's go take some stories from page 30 of The Nation. Nigeria-born Kemi Badenoch knocked out of UK PM race.
Yeah, I mean, she's out of the race, generated so much controversy. And honestly, I didn't know what it was all about. I didn't know what the fuss was all about, really. She was expressing her views, even though I think that there was no need for her to make a reference to Nigeria. But the most embarrassing is that a top government official, Abike Dabiri, now reacted officially and was reacting to what she said. It's a pity. I don't think Madam knows what it takes to be an SSA on. I don't think she knows about the diplomatic finesse, the laws. You have no business reacting officially. It's none of your business. She was making a comment in her own personal capacity. You have no business, none whatsoever, reacting. And I kept saying that Abike Dabiri should have been put in the information ministry, which is her forte, which that she understands so well. It's been a lot of flip-flops in this assignment in foreign affairs. And it's important that we put round pegs in round holes. I was most embarrassed when I saw her reacting. So what would you be saying? Your minister or whatever would be reacting to a statement made by a British politician, which is true. Whether you like it or not, it is true. And I also remember one time we went congratulating one or two of people of Nigerian descent who won there, and they had to say back that we are just of Nigerian descent, we are not Nigerians. We are not carrying any Nigerian flag. Well, I think she put the best she could. Her statement was highly criticized by Nigerians. For the individuals, I can understand, but at government level, I think it was completely unnecessary and embarrassing. There was no need for that.
Okay. Let's take another one, this time from Vanguard newspaper. Surgery, Shivajo, making good progress as Duchess Hospital.
Yeah, I wish Shivajo speedy recover. Now, you remember the joke of speedy recover? But what I also can't... Politics is such a funny thing. Now, a man is a vice president. He does his surgery in Lagos at a private hospital. Then you go after him again. Why did he go to Ibobi? Maybe when there were one or two foreign doctors. I mean, give the gentleman a break and cut him some slack.
I think it's commendable.
You know?
I think it's remarkable.
Cut him some slack. He could jolly well hop on the plane and go and get this
That's
thing
right.
done.
That's right.
Do you know how many offers he would have gotten for free without even spending a penny? Let's grow up and let's be adults, for God's sake. The man does the surgery in Lagos here. Then we go, what about his organa who's flying out at the slightest opportunity? Or some of the new incoming aspirants that are not any better in this regard? Come on. I wish him a speedy recovery and I hope he gets back on his feet. I can understand the pain in the country. Not that I don't understand, but let's not be extremists and make life too uncomfortable for those who live. I think he has done the best he can. He has a right to choose whatever doctors he likes or wherever he wants to do it within the country. That symbolism itself is enough.
Right. So quite a number of people are arguing over the bread issue.
Go see.
They were saying Some are saying Tunisia, Iran, Sudan, France, they're just dropping
names. Oh, okay.
And that's because this issue has caused some riots in those areas.
Yes. What I said,
what
I said in one sentence, anybody who has a sense of history will know is not to be joked. In the meantime, let me give you some business tips. For those of you who have kunkush and you have a van, quickly from tomorrow run to Ghana and go and bring us Ghana bread.
Yeah?
Ghana bread. You remember Ghana
bread? Ghana bread, no.
Ghana bread.
Sumptuous. Anyways, somebody here says, his name is Abilu Joseph. He says, Uncle Jimmy, your alma mater, you know, like started this thing called Parents Association in Universities. I was shocked to see it when I got admitted there in 2014. They used to cash out from parents.
Why do you have to stress that? I feel pain. I feel pain. Don't you tell me? I feel pain. I feel real pain. We need to give young people a chance, like I always say.
Yeah.
But we just never want to let go. And it's very sad. Gawan was ruling this country at 32. But please, when you want to call, do not add the fact that it's very painful. Oh, you know, if you say I'm ashamed in English, it doesn't have like what to me.
You know, it's heavier that way.
There is no way if I had a child in Unilag, I won't go to any PT or something. The child should go and sort himself out.
Yeah.
Yes. Go and sort yourself out.
We have to go. We really must go. Today is Debo Miabi.
Today
at 9.
Yes.
All right, Jimmy, we'll be back at 9. Lagos, thank you for joining us. 8 o'clock, let's speak with INEC, and you can get to ask them any question concerning the voter registration exercise. I'm Sheriff, it's Jimmy. Morning to you.
Is that
they don't disconnect your line. Sick of say you not link your national identification number to your MTN number.
I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea attacking with so much fluidity. Now what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not